Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If you're a government worker, you have to pay a certain amount into the state pension system. If you're a Massachusetts taxpayer, you help fund that pension system with your taxes. Then all that money gets invested and ultimately paid out to government retirees. But pension funds across the state are projected to earn an average of 8% on their investments, a pretty rosy scenario in this economy. And the nonpartisan research group, the Pioneer Institute, is concerned about taxpayers having to make up more of the difference if those investments come up short. Executive Director Jim Sturgis talked with us about the Institute's new study on the pension problem.
If you take a look at investment performance, if investment performance is high, the state number in terms of what it has to put in every year from its budget can go down. If that investment return is low, the state has to pay more, or public employees have to pay more, and that's really hard politically. Ultimately, this is a question about how much we will have to pay into pensions and how that will affect other core government programs.
So as you've said, a lot of this depends on how much return these pension investments get. How much do the state's various pension boards expect their investments to earn?
Well, currently the investment board is suggesting that we should move from where we are, which is about 8%, and the Pension Administration Commission is suggesting we go down to 7 to 7.75%.
Even if we go down to 7 or 7.5, anyone who's looked at their savings account or their money market account or even their brokerage account probably thinks 7 sounds fantastic. So how realistic is 7 or 8%?
I think it's probably not very realistic. I think we've, for a long time, built in unreasonable assumptions about what our returns may be. The fact is private sector firms that have 401ks and the like, they are assuming between 4 and 5% returns. This is a political question as well as a question about reasonable assumptions. It's really hard to push down that number.
So it sounds like you're saying the state acknowledges it has a arithmetic problem, but it's either ignoring the problem or kicking the can down the road.
It's kicking the can down the road. Look, I am very appreciative of recent efforts to undertake some reforms, like we've raised the retirement age for most every public employee to 60. That's progress, and that's reasonable. But the fact is, even with those changes, we've tended to just want to kick the can down the road by doing things like saying, we're not going to pay it off by the day that we had promised, we'll pay it off 20 years later. So we have to actually get serious about this because for a long time, we've treated investment performance, which was relatively high in recent years, as a sort of a proxy for free money. We didn't have to make hard political choices. Those days are over.
Jim, your organization, the Pioneer Institute, has a new report out suggesting what you think the realistic rate of return should be. What do you think that number is?
I think in the short term, we have to definitely move down to 7.5%. That is a first step. And I think if we stay there for a year or two, we take a look at what investments are looking like. And if we have to, we take a further step. But we think that moving it down to 7.5% now puts pressure on legislators to take this issue seriously and start creating some solutions.
Jim Sturgis is executive director of the Pioneer Institute. Jim, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Sasha.